News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
St. Aidan's School in Dublin 8 has brought legal proceedings to the High Court in a bid to overturn on board Planola's decision to grant permission for a medically supervised injecting centre at nearby Merchants Quay. Why there is such opposition to these services is a debatable issue, and we're going to discuss it now. And I'm joined by Dr. Garrett McGovern, a GP specialising in substance abuse at the Priory Clinic, and Tina McVeigh, a People Before Profit counsellor from Dublin 8. Good morning to both of you. Can I come to you first of all, Tina? Will you outline to us the concerns that residents in the area have about this injecting facility?
Good morning, and thanks for taking up this issue. I think the main concern that residents have, I mean, I think residents in the area are very aware of the need of these kinds of critical services, not least because we do have quite a high level of high-risk services and people with very, very high need in the area. So people are acutely aware that, number one, there is a need and that there is quite a lot of it in the area and quite a lot of services that have located there in addition to the local need. The concern, I think, that most people have is that this is a facility, and whether this is a concern that they feel, based on what they see in the area, is that it's going to attract in much more drug use and much more drug dealing. It's a concern, I think, that people have because, as I said, it's what they see on the streets every day. And particularly in this case, it's the location of the centre, which is adjacent to a residential, a very high-dense residential community and a school.
Okay. But put that to you, Garth McGovern. Tina McVeigh is right that this is an area that has a lot of these types of high-need services already. And in fairness, it's right beside a school, and the school have made very valid, I suppose, issues. They've raised rather very valid issues, like children going to school in the morning, seeing people overdosing on the streets.
I think, if anything, Ciar, that's a reason to have a safe injecting centre, to take that injecting off the streets so people aren't walking over bodies, that they're in a safe, medically run centre which can deal with people in a humane manner and, you know, be able to refer them onto services, deal with overdoses, and take it away from the streets. I mean, if anybody walks around Dublin City, you have to be struck by the amount in the alleyways and lanes of, you know, strewn injecting paraphernalia. And we're trying to improve that. So if anything, the reasons Tina outlines is a reason for having and in favour of a medically supervised injecting centre.
Okay, let me put that to you, Tina. Could he be right? Could Garrett be right that actually this will sort of, it's not a very nice term, but clean up the streets, get people who are taking drugs maybe out of the eye line of school children and put them into a safe space?
And I don't disagree with that at all. And I think in this situation, we've been presented with a very difficult conundrum because absolutely, I'm in favour of these types of services that are going to, number one, you know, provide a very significant degree of harm reduction services, and number two, provide them in a place where they are, they're off the streets, for people who are in need of those services. It's a much better environment for them. The difficulty here, I think, is that, as I said, people have a perception that this is, you know, this is yet another high-need service coming into the area, and that there's a sense that these services haven't been evenly distributed across the city, that the area has seen more than its fair share of hostels and services. And also the fact that it's a pilot project. So, the first project of its kind is located in a place where there is residential community and a school. And I think that's regrettable because people don't have the experience of seeing it, having worked somewhere else, and then saying, okay, we can see that, we can see that it's not going to negatively impact further on our community, and that they welcome it because they can see the evidence.
Okay.
It's hard for them to digest it when they don't have something else to compare it to locally.
Garrett, do you see Tina's point that perhaps these kinds of services haven't been evenly distributed? You don't see this being touted as something that they're going to put into Fox Rocks, but yet you do see it happening in Dublin 8. Is that a valid criticism?
I don't think so because, I mean, well, 2 points. One is there isn't a huge amount of injecting use out in Fox Rock. It's in the suburbs. It's in Dublin 8. And the other point I would raise is that Merchants Quay have a proven track record over many years dealing with a vulnerable cohort of injecting drug users. So it's very much the place too. Can I make just one point? Because I know we're tight on time. I mean, there is a way out of this in the sense that there's a judicial review regarding the planning permission, and we won't know the answer to that, you know, the decision of that until September, October. One of the ways out of this could be mobile injecting centres, which have been used in Spain, Germany, they've been used in Portugal, and they could be a way out of this to get the ball rolling on this.
Because of time, Tina, can I just put that to you briefly? Would you support mobile injecting centres that might be in Dublin 8 at certain points, but then maybe would move on to Dublin 1, Dublin 7, Dublin 4?
Well, as I said, and that's a very valid point, you know, there's a reason why merchants queue there in the first place. But I think, obviously, Fox Rock might not be the right comparison, but I think other parts of the city, definitely, there should be better distribution. And I think any way that we can look at more evenly distributing the service for all of those who need it around the city, taking into consideration location and the concerns of residents, then absolutely, let's put our thinking caps on. And I think it's important to say Merchants Quay have provided a fantastic service over the years. I went down and I looked at the layout and the plans that they had and the building work that they were doing there, and said to them that one of the things in the evaluation that they should consider, I think it was UCD were doing the evaluation, is the impact on the local area, okay, so that in the future we can show other communities the impact on how these things work.
Look, thank you very much, both of you, for speaking to me this morning. That is Tina McVeigh, People for Profit Counsellor, and Dr. Garrett McGovern, GP specialising in substance abuse. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. Let us know what you think. Do you understand the concerns of people in the area? Do you think it's NIMBYism? We'd love to know on News Talk Breakfast what people out there think. You can tweet us as well at NT Breakfast.